Lord Jesus, thank you for your anointing. Thank you, Lord, you pour it over us. Thank you, God, you pour it in us. Lord, thank you again for the sheep. And I take this in Jesus' name personally. I'm privileged to lie down by. Oh, thank you, God. Lord, thank you. Be still, my soul has come. It's come. You're causing us to wait upon you. But it has come. And we thank you, Lord, with one voice, one praise, one spirit, and one faith. And Lord, we're looking for one thing. You. Oh, behold, our bridegroom cometh. He skippeth o'er the hills. Oh, hallelujah. God, we're drinking from the fountain. Thank you, God, for the new wine. Thank you, God, you put it in the brand new. Lord, you will do it. Not you're going to do it. You will do it, and you have done it because you have finished it. We're here to praise you for it and to know more about what we're praising you for. Thank you for your patience with us, Jesus. But you love us, and we accept it, and we say thank you in your precious name. Amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Samuel 24. And ever you're going to listen. I tell you, we need to hear this, saints. We need to win. Do you want to really win? Are you going through motions? You want to just think you're going to win, or do you want to win? Want to win. You do. He said you are worth it all. He gave it all for you. Just pour it back forth. Surrender. Surrender all. Reading from that 24th chapter, verse 1. It says, and it came to pass when Saul, this is King Saul, returned from following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. I'll tell you what, it wasn't looking good for David. I know that hill. I know them rocks. Do you know them? Yeah. Yep. 3,000 is coming for you. And he came to the sheepcotes, by the way, where was a cave. And Saul went in to cover his feet, and lo and behold, David and his men remained in the sides of that cave. Huh. God's got a way of having appointments, doesn't he? And the men of David said unto him, behold, David, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand. And you can see those brothers that loved him, they looked at Saul as the greatest enemy David ever had. And they're all there saying, this wicked guy, God's brought him right into your hands, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose, and he cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him. Even that, you talk about a tender guy. Because he had cut off Saul's skirt, let alone his head. And he said unto his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. David wouldn't lift up his hand against what God loved. God loved Saul, and he did. You read about how God loved Saul, and he always loved Saul. Saul had a wonderful place, an appointment with God, perfect, truly. Even in failure, God used him fully for what God would use Saul, and he loved Saul. But David wouldn't lift his hand up against him. David had every reason to kill Saul. Saul wanted David dead at all costs. Oh, yes, he did. Shoot, he was pursuing the Philistines, and we got David. We'll leave the real enemy alone, and we're going to go get him. And I'm not just going to take 10 or 20, and I'm not just going to take a bunch. I'm going to take the chosen of the chosen. I'm going to get the 3,000, my very best, and we're going to go destroy him and kill any and everything that ever supported him. Come on. So he wanted David dead. Even though David, all of his life, he gave truly in dedication to Saul. And he did. He protected Saul. He supported Saul. He loved Saul. David so loved Saul, he loved and showed grace to every one of Saul's children. Yet Saul blamed David. Saul blamed David for being removed as king. And it was because Saul was completely self-centered, saints. Self will always, always defeat you. When you're thinking about you and how you have been done wrong, let me tell you something. You don't want to even be there. We all go there. Get out of there. Get out. Get out. You don't want to be resentful. You don't want to be jealous. You don't want to be a martyr. You don't. Not in your own mind, you don't. And what happened here is he could not see the very incredible love that was in his brother. He couldn't see that. David loved him more than anybody. David proved that he loved him more than anybody. It hurt David that he didn't love him. I love you, Saul. Why don't you love me? David extended kindness upon kindness. Yet Saul still accused David, you took that from me. When it was God divinely that knew that that was already taken from Saul a long time ago. Do you really believe God for your life? I mean, really, do you, honeys? Really believe God? Is he not the God who puts up whom he will and down whom he will? Is he not the God that gives and he's the God that takes away? I believe we know that, don't we? But yet it's amazing how quickly we forget what God tells us. But let me tell you something, he's God. And he's the God of you. Let me tell you something, he's the God of all. And he is. But here you go. Do you know that Saul's hate, it brought glory to David? Sometimes glory hurts. Matter of fact, that crown of thorns that he wore for us, the glory, it hurt. Now, but see, it magnified what I'm talking about, the glory for David. It magnified, I really believe, the greatest overcoming trait that David had. And that's love. Amen. It magnified love. It magnified in David's life that he loved the unlovely. It magnified in David's life he loved those that were against him. And that's the love of Christ, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to tell you something. That's God's anointed. You want to be God's anointed? Amen. This needs to be there. It needs to be there. It has to be there, saints. Amen. Saints, I'm telling you today, I want to win Jesus. I do. I want to win him. I need this love. I've wasted my life if I don't have this. And he's there constantly giving it to us, honeys. He does. And you know it. We all know it. He constantly gives it to you. Amen. We constantly fail. And yet, he says, but I got even more. I got more for you. And here you are, and here I am right now. And, you know, he's chasing it deep in us this morning. I'll just tell you right now, I had to call out to him to continue. And I'm telling you the truth. I've never had such a hard time giving you a sermon. I'm happy in the Lord, but this is deep. Deep for all of us. Now, the anointed of God, see, that's David. Because David loved what God loved. No matter what his friends told him to love or not, take down. No, what if even his eyes or his gut told him. David loved what God loved. And he fought for it. And he would even come up against God's people that he put around him. How many times did he come up against Joab? I know God put you here, Joab. You're a mighty warrior. God has used you mightily. But there wasn't a man that tried to defeat, in a sense, that love in David more than that brother. I don't want to be that brother to you. Amen. You don't want to be that brother. You don't want to be encouraging somebody to back away from somebody, or don't love that person. Don't forgive that person. David loved God's people. That's what he loved. Even ones that mistreated him. Wasn't just the ones. Matter of fact, he went out of his way to love the ones that mistreated him more than the ones that were there. Now you think of David. He's a bloody man. I mean, this guy, he slew his 10,000s. You talk about a warrior. They sang songs about it. David, he slew his 10,000s. I'm talking armies now. Philistines, Moabites, Ammonites, on and on and on. But when it came to God's people, ones that he had done the most for, ones that he had even given his life for. I'm talking about the ones that despised him and hated him, that wanted him dead, whether it was King Saul, his own son Absalom. He had another son named Adonijah that wanted to take the kingdom. Well, I'll wait till my dad dies and I'm going to handle it this way anyway. Same difference. Same difference. You're no better than the other brother. And yet he wouldn't lift his hand against his enemies. He wouldn't do it. He loved and he prayed for them. Whether they were his familiar friends or his family, his own wife. He remained in love and he loved them the more. Now, there was a fellow, his name was Amasa. And Amasa, David promoted to be the captain over all of his armies. You know who Amasa was? He was the captain of Absalom's army that was trying to kill and destroy David and all of David's followers. But David said, that's who God divinely is telling me to choose. And you know who he replaced, by the way? Joab. That didn't sit well with Joab. Matter of fact, later on, Joab kills Amasa. But David loved like that. That love's here. That love's here. Enemy tries to defeat that love. Because that's the perfect love. That's the bridal love. That's the anointed love. That's the man that's after God's very own heart love. That's the mark for the prize love. That's that love now. Come on. David was the man after God's own heart. Yes, yes, yes. Now, I can say this with you, saints. Lord, do it in me. See, I can't do this. I can't. I can't do anything. You can't forgive. You can't forget. You can't love. But he can. Oh, yes, he can. And I'm telling you, he can. And I'm telling you, praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I know this because he's done it in me many, many, many times. Many times. This isn't just a one-off with David. This is for all of his anointed. This is for all of his anointed. You're not just born sweet. You're not born sweet. You're not. God's going to bring it out. He's going to let it be known. It's the ugliest thing you're ever going to see is how awful you are. It's hard. Especially when you know God. And you love him so much. You can say, oh, wretched man that I am. Deep, honeys. This ain't house cleaning. No, 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 no. He already cleaned all that. This is the increase now we're talking about. This is a dinner date for two. This is what this is. Come on. He bringing the love this morning. This good thing. It's a good thing. Love hurts so bad. Maybe so good. But see, he can do this. There are many times I wanted to cut somebody off. Many times. I'm Italian. It's supposed to be in my blood. It is. I got everything in this flesh. Please don't test it. I don't want it tested. I don't want to be pushing your buttons either. And I mean that, saints. I want to be spiritual by the grace of God because I am. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. I just, as the Lord said, just be holy. That's who you are. Be holy. Don't try. Just be. But see, even though I wanted to do that, even though I wanted to cut somebody off that hurt me so bad, somebody, and I'm just going to say it. Yeah, you can say it too. Somebody I did a lot for. I mean a lot for, a lot with. But God wouldn't let me cut it off. He wouldn't do it. And the reason he wouldn't let me is because it's not who we are in Christ. It's not me coming to that realization of, oh, I need, it's the Lord taking your heart and breaking it like an alabaster box. See, he's got to break the alabaster box. He's doing it this morning if you let him do it. I mean, it's here. This is a big break for you. It's a big break for me this morning. I know him a little bit more in the resurrection power this morning. I'm telling you. Been coming about every 5 minutes or so. Truth. Now, what he did was he caused me to reach back in love. Yep. And I'm going to tell you something too. Most times when that happens, it's not appreciated. It's not. Oh, no, 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 no. Matter of fact, sometimes they even get more resentful. I'm talking about real brethren in the truth. Ones that by the grace of God, by the grace of God, by the grace of God, you have loved. And loved because of the love of Christ in you. But then, it's like, well, now wait a second though. Was I doing that because I was expecting a certain response? Or was that as unto the Lord? Because it was the grace of God that gave me the opportunity. Come on now. You know this. I'm telling you, we've all gone to this place. Matter of fact, we got appointments later on this week and in the month that's ahead. Your travel agent has booked that for you. And I'm thankful we can laugh in the Lord, but it's not easy. Sometimes we even see our own family, loved ones. Loving others, wonderful, but sometimes pales in comparison to how they love you. I'm sorry, sis, but I'm not, because he loves you more. Now, what it comes down to is Jesus enough? Is Jesus enough to satisfy you? I think I see a lot of satisfied sheep in here. Now, to receive mercy, the Word of God says we must be merciful. Huh? Yes, it does. Now, David, by the way, was a man, I really believe, that received more mercy from God than anybody who walked the face of this earth. He was a man that appreciated the mercy of God more than anybody who maybe walked the face of this earth. And the evidence of it was, is because he was merciful beyond to even those that hated him. And that's the truth. Amazing, amazing. The Lord, it says as well, he loves a cheerful giver. Have you heard that? Well, I got a little more for you. The Lord loves a cheerful receiver. Yes, he does. Do you remember the 10 lepers that Jesus healed? Well, if you don't, that's okay. Sometimes we forget stories too. But this is a good one. There were 10 lepers. Jesus came by. Their little interaction, Jesus healed every one of them. Every one, all 10, completely, completely healed. How many came back and told him thank you? One. You sure now? One. Only one? I mean, these guys were healed from a certain death. When you got leprosy back then, you were dead. And it was not a pleasant death. You just rotted away. But he healed them like that. 10. And only one came back to say thank you. God help us for being like the 9. But for God, we are the 9. But for God, I'm all of the 9. Amen. The Word of God tells us, remember the lovely things. Now I'm talking about one another. And I appreciated Brother Hill always saying that. I understand a little bit why. Remember the lovely things, saints. And I'm talking about the many lovely things. Many, 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 many lovely things that someone has done for you. Not the one or two deep disagreements or where you think you were so wronged. Most times looking back on that, you weren't wronged at all. Matter of fact, are we ever really wronged? Really? Really? Nope. There was one that was. Because I think if we're all dead in our trespasses and sin, If I think we were all guilty together, there was only one that was wronged.
That's right.
You meditate on the lovely honeys, you're going to be a lot more like David. Yeah. You meditate on the lovely, praise God, maybe, you'll be a man after God's own heart. What do you think? I don't think that's an exclusive club. I think it's one of them also. You meditate on the lovely, praise God. I think it proves that you want to be that man after God's own heart. So, saints, as we conclude, be full. I mean, Jesse, be full of mercy. Be full of mercy. Be full of mercy. Be merciful and love. In Jesus' name. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, all we can do is to say thank you. And Lord, we know we have this need, and we have it continually. It's not a one time. Time and time again. But Lord, help us to not be a forgetful hearer. Don't let us to be a forgetful hearer. Let us to remember. Remember these things. Lord, engrave them upon our heart. God, let us be tender and more tender. Lord, come in. Just break up all the fallow ground today in all of us. My brethren, we need it, Lord God. We need this. Lord, come in and help us to be pliable and fertile for you. Help us to be those vessels that add to the usefulness of the husband. Help us not to be hardened in any way, stiff-necked. God, let us truly be quick to forgive as you, for our sakes, you forgave it. You forgave it. Now, Lord, we come to you. We thank you for this time. We thank you, God, this is a sovereign time. We know that you're ready. You're ready. And this is intimate this morning. And we can just say thank you, Jesus. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.